Thank you for calling customer support. How may I assist you?
Yes, I have two charges on my my debit card from this company, and I don't know what it's for.
Okay, so I'm a third-party call center that assists with over 100 different products and multiple companies. So can I first start off by getting your zip code?
94103.
And your first and last name?
Elizabeth Hobbs.
Can I get you to verify your address for me?
175 6th Street, San Francisco, California, Unit 510.
Okay, Sam, so I do see on the 25th of January of 2022, you paid $7.95 for a tablet.
For a tablet?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? Like, no,
a tablet?
I did not. No, okay. No.
Okay, well, that's what's showing that you paid $7.95 for a tablet. But what that is you got to pick that gift and pay the shipping cost of that, to have that shipped to you, and each month you're charged the $54.95. You'd receive a $125 gift card to be used at the consumer gadget store.
Well, no, I don't want that. That's not what it said. You said I won some kind of Walmart thing. It's a scam.
Okay, so I can go ahead and get you canceled out today. Would you like your cancellation number?
I would like the cancellation, and I would like the $54.95 they charged me also back.
Okay, yes, ma'am, so I can offer you a 35% refund.
You can only offer me a 35% refund?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's not fair. I didn't buy anything. I haven't gotten anything. I didn't even see any rules or anything.
Okay, so what I can do for you is I can offer you a one-time 50% refund back. That's what I did for my friends and family.
Take it off. I'm reporting it to the Better Business Bureau, and I'm going to
report
it.
Okay, well,
yes,
ma'am. I'll give you a full refund of $54.97. Would you like your cancellation number?
I would, and also I'd like the
7-2-5-8-8.
3-2. Can you repeat that, please?
C-2-5-8-8. 680-52.
8052?
Yes.
C-2-5-8-8-8-0-5-2.
Yes.
C as in cat, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then what about the $7.95 refund?
I'm not able to authorize a refund back on the $7.95. I can only authorize the most recent one.
Well, you were going to do it before.
The $54.97, I can refund back in full. I cannot issue you back a refund on the $7.95.
Okay, well, I don't even know what the $7.95, but it's a scam. So I'm still reporting you to the Better
Business
Bureau.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And I understand that.
And I'm also going to contact my credit card company.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, if you file a dispute with your bank, that's only a dispute. That's not a guaranteed refund. What your bank is going to do is going to contact us to get additional information, and we would then provide them with this recording and the website where the terms and conditions stated. It was a membership. They would then drop the dispute, advising you to give us a call back because we will confirm those charges are valid.
Well, no, they won't. I don't know how you're doing this, but you're putting it Walmart out there and makes it look like a Walmart survey with
okay,
Walmart.
Okay, so I'm a third-party call center, so I don't do anything, ma'am. I handle the calls.
Well, I need the $7.95 refunded as
okay,
well.
Okay, yes, ma'am, and I did state
one?
That I cannot refund you back to $7.95 because I do not have the authority to do that. There's no way that I can refund you the $7.95 back because it is a valid charge on your account. I'm refunding you the $54.97 in full.
Yeah, I better not be charged anymore.
And I gave you the cancellation number so you won't be charged any further.
Okay, can I speak to a supervisor about the $7.95?
Yes, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to assist you and to transfer you over. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support, getting you transferred over now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.